to 5:30 a.m. I'm in my tent. I'm gonna pack up and head toward Mount Laguna today. Not sure if I'll make it all 21.6 miles. My right leg calf is really tight. My knee kind of hurts. There's a lot of condensation in my tent this morning. Okay, time to wheel ourselves up and back up.
Welcome to Through.
Navigating the travel world doesn't have to be complicated. Whether you want to hack your points and miles, figure out where to travel next, or you just need advice on an ethical dilemma. I'm Aislinn Green, host of Unpacked by Afar. And in the brand new season, we are unpacking the most captivating and challenging topics in the travel industry, one conversation at a time. Topics like the sexiness of travel insurance and the perils of quote-unquote bad tourism, and even the secrets to flying with children and not losing your mind in the process. Listen to Unpacked by Afar wherever you get your podcasts.
It is day two.
Day two.
Cody has met some Danes.
Cody har mødt nogle danskere.
Let us listen.
Lad os lytte.
Så, jeg vil have... No.
Jeg vil have et pølsehorn.
Jeg vil have et pølsehorn.
Ja.
Nice. Please.
Yeah, please. Tak. Tak, which is thank you.
Tak.
Yeah.
Can you describe the literal translation of pulsohorn is...
Like, it's sausage horn. Yeah. That's what I say. What
like is
name.
It like a croissant? Like a sausage in a croissant?
No, it's like soft bread. Yeah.
Jeg vil have... Yeah? No? Jeg vil have it. It's pølsehorn.
Yeah. Just cracking up.
Jeg vil have it. It's pølsehorn. Jeg vil have it. It's pølsehorn.
There couldn't be a more fun language.
No.
Swedish is pretty fun because it's very vibrant.
Yeah. So. Yeah, they talk like this and all the time. Yeah.
That's so racist.
Oh, sorry.
But yeah.
Okay, we won't say that I did that.
So racist.
Så racistisk.
Okay, I want a sandwich. Sandwich?
Yeah.
Okay. I want...
Try something like specific, you know.
Like to Denmark? Okay, I want like a steak with broccoli.
That would be a boeuf.
Boeuf? Yeah. Like beef?
Yeah, boeuf.
Boeuf?
Just with the ø again.
Boeuf?
Boeuf.
Boeuf.
Ø.
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 Boeuf.
I feel like I'm doing it.
Ø.
Ø.
Yeah. Boeuf.
Are you saying yeah, just to let it slide?
No.
Okay. Boeuf.
Mel.
Mel.
Which is with.
With.
No. I just said which is with.
Oh, yeah.
Mel means with.
Yeah. Oh. Boeuf, mel.
Broccoli.
Like broccoli?
Broccoli. With a K instead of C.
Broccoli.
No. Come on, dude. It's like broccoli, just like more flat, so like broccoli.
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 Bro.
Bro. Bro.
Yeah, but you have different R's.
It's just so easy for me, man.
Yeah, well, yeah.
Broccoli.
Broccoli.
Boeuf med broccoli.
Boeuf med broccoli.
Yeah,
broccoli.
Close enough.
Well, yeah, I would be hard to understand. But I could say...
Yeah. Jeg vil have pølsehorn og bøf med broccoli. Weirdest dish ever. I mean, beef with broccoli is like, I said, pretty common. Then you have like a sauce with it. Yeah.
Yeah.
And potatoes, maybe.
Potatoes? How do you say potatoes?
Oh, no, you can't do that.
I can't say potatoes?
No, I don't think so. Do you want to try?
Of course, now that you said that.
Kartoffler.
Oh, like German, like Kartoffel.
Oh, yeah.
So, yeah, yeah. So, Kartoffler?
Yeah, it's just some German accent, but yeah.
Kartoffel.
Say it again.
Kartoffler.
Kartoffler. Kartoffler.
Kartoffler.
Kartoffler. Kartoffler.
Yeah, pretty much.
The accent is really hard.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah.
Through is sponsored by BetterHelp, and if you relate to me at all, it might be because you could use therapy. Maybe you're an overthinker, or you have self-sabotaging coping mechanisms, and I'm here to tell you that, one, it's okay because same, and two, once you take the plunge of asking for help, you actually can get better. When I finally got into therapy, my initial reaction was, yeah, I should have done this way sooner, but also my therapist helped me not beat myself up like that. But full transparency, it did take me quite a bit of effort to find a therapist, which I thought was absurd. Thanks, America. What BetterHelp does is try to mitigate some of that difficulty. They're entirely online, and they'll match you with a therapist, so no more cold emailing mental health professionals. On BetterHelp.com or in their app, you fill out a questionnaire, and they match you with a therapist, and you can change therapists whenever you feel like you need a different vibe, no extra cost. Discover your potential with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/through today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/through.
A couple of hours later.
Et par timer senere.
I can hear the creek below, and I can see the ravine that it's in. I'm probably about a mile away. My feet are killing me. I am ready to get there and set up camp and have dinner. And hopefully I'll see my new friends, Rainbow and Liam and Jonas.
Regnbuen og Liam og Jonas.
Okay, I'm recording because I just found out everything is closed tomorrow in Mount Laguna, which is so lame. I was going to buy food. Yo. I heard everything's closed tomorrow.
What?
Yeah, that's what I heard too.
Wait, Mount Laguna's closed tomorrow?
Yeah, that's what Yam just told me.
Oh,
what?
Because it's Sunday.
No,
today's Sunday. Oh.
Yeah.
He said they're closed Monday and Tuesday.
Fuck, that totally makes sense for a restaurant. That totally makes sense for a restaurant. Oh, damn.
What about us?
Oh, man.
Up, all right, who's willing to pull off a heist? Who's breaking in with me?
Maybe it won't be true.
There's like no logic to that. Just maybe it's wrong.
No. I was so excited about that.
Did I give you a good one?
Yeah, you did.
Later that evening. Senere samme aften.
It's the end of day two, and I finally settled into a campsite. So I did, I guess, a little over 17 miles today from Lake Morena. I would say easier miles than yesterday, but still some tough ascents. So on day two, now camping about 37 miles from the border. Parts of the day were grueling and exhausting. My right foot in particular hurts quite a bit, especially when I stop and start back up again. But it was a much better day than yesterday. That first day is pretty tough. And I also met some people and hung out with some people and went swimming. And there were these moments. Again, I still feel like this is an amazing thing to be happening right now. And I couldn't help but think back to when I first had this idea and all the planning and all the days and all the time I've spent thinking about this. And, you know, I would say to myself, one day you're going to be out there. Like, try to put yourself there. You're going to be out walking, your footsteps crunching on the dirt trail. And I had this moment walking to kind of try to travel back in time and say, see, you're here. Can you believe that you're doing it after all of this, after everything that's gone into making this happen?
And so really I was grateful. And it's up and down all day. It's being on an ascent and saying to yourself, why is there more trail ahead of me? And then it's also walking into a flat meadow where it's just completely level and flat trail. And I whip out my guitar and I'm playing while walking, and I could not be in a happier place.
I could not be in a happier place.
Jeg kunne ikke være et lykkeligere sted.
If you're enjoying Through and want to support the podcast and me on my journey, become a subscriber, aka a trail angel, on Through Plus on Apple Podcasts or Patreon. There you'll find a community of fellow enthusiasts and all sorts of bonus content. Through is a co-production of Spoke Media and Q Code. This episode was produced by Kelly Kolf and Brigham Mosley with help from Carson McCain. The episode was written by Brigham Mosley. Mixed by InPal Audio. Our art is by Andrew Adams. Executive producers for Spoke are Aliyah Tavakolian and Keith Reynolds. Executive producers for Q-Code are Steve Wilson, Dave Henning, and Rob Herding. Special thanks to Noah Heller and Ellie Katopish.
Denmark, we love you.
Puslehorn.
Welcome to a journey into the heart of the Texas Renaissance Festival, the nation's largest and rowdiest celebration of medieval fantasy. But what lurks beneath the facade of tights and turkey legs? Well, we dove deep into the empire to uncover a history marred by mystery and misconduct, murders, assaults, and other crimes that tarnish its legacy. This isn't just a fairy tale. It's a cautionary tale of power, fantasy, and the consequences that follow when they all collide. Search for Crime Waves Renaissance Texas on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you're listening now.